This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament today resumed discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day when it assembled at 5 p.m. after the third adjournment. Earlier, G.M. Balayogi of Telugu Desam Party supported the motion, saying the President's address presents a confident national roadmap rooted in reforms, inclusions and long-term competitiveness. Participating in the discussion, Nishikant Dubey of the BJP raised the issue of corruption during the Congress rule. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address. Participating in the discussion, Union Minister and Leader of the House, JP Nadda, said the President's speech captured India's growth story and it was highly inspiring. He said her speech embodies the spirit of Amrit Kaal and also highlights the achievements of the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Nadda said from being part of the fragile five economies, now India has become the world's fastest major economy. He said the government is working with the vision of reform, perform and transform. The minister said the president also spoke about centuries-old culture and traditions while emphasizing the journey towards Vikasit Bharat by 2047. He said India has finalized several free trade agreements with several countries, which will create several opportunities for the people of the country. He said the country's security apparatus has been strengthened under the Modi government and India has given a befitting reply to Pakistan under Operation Sindoor and destroyed the terrorist hideouts. Participating in the discussion, leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, alleged that social justice and harmony has deteriorated under Modi government. He accused that women have just become a vote bank for the BJP. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticised the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for disrupting the proceedings of the House by not following parliamentary norms. He said Mr. Gandhi wants to speak beyond rules on the motion of thanks on the President's address.
We are tired of waiting. He doesn't speak. He speaks beyond rules. We have waited for 2 days. The rest should also get a chance to speak. We cannot speak as we wish. This is the Parliament of India. Here we have to speak keeping in mind the rules.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today clarified that the Indian government has taken care of sensitive sectors like fertilizer and agriculture in the India-US trade deal. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha, the Commerce Minister said the agreement will provide new opportunities to small and medium businessmen, MSMEs, industrialists, skilled workers and industries. He said the deal will act as a catalyst to strengthen manufacturing, expand employment opportunities and propel economic growth while unlocking new business avenues for both nations. President Draupadi Murmu has revoked President's rule in Manipur with effect from today. President's rule was imposed in the state last year on the 13th of February. The Home Ministry has issued a gazette notification in this regard. In Jammu and Kashmir, two Pakistani terrorists, including a top commander of the Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit, were killed today after they were trapped inside a natural cave in Udhampur district. Our correspondent reports that several powerful blasts were heard when the forces stormed the cave around noon. One of the deceased terrorists is Rubani, alias Abu Mavia, a top commander of the Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit, who was active in the area for the last several years. Olympian Isha Singh clinched a gold medal in the final of women's individual 10-meter air pistol event at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in Delhi on the opening day of the Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship. 21-year-old Isha came from behind to score 239.8 in the final and claimed her second individual senior Asian championship gold. The trio of Isha, Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar and Suruchi Singh went on to win the gold in the women's team 10-meter air pistol event with a combined total of 1,726. Vietnam claimed silver and Chinese Taipei clinched bronze in the event. On the other hand, world champion Samrat Rana settled for bronze in the final of men's individual 10-meter air pistol event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.